side. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was your
nothing else.
Bring the word once again on the Now Network. And I thank you, Apostle E, for that privilege. And so we are going to be, our main scriptures that we're going to be coming out of it today is in Joshua, the 24th chapter. And so I'm going to be reading verses 13 through 15. But we find in the 24th chapter that Joshua has gathered all the tribes of Israel together. And he had them present themselves to him. And he, Joshua went back and he reminded them of all the things that the Lord had brought them through, how he had delivered them out of the land of Egypt, how he had smited many enemies that they had against them. And so we have it here. We're going to go to the 13th verse. And it reads, "And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not. And ye dwell in them of the vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted, not do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so then we're going to jump down to the 23rd verse. And so after Joshua had brought them together, and he reminded them of all the testimonies that they've been through. Just like we have a testimony. We know where God brought us from. Some of us, that we have been delivered from off of drugs. We have been delivered out of prostitution. There's so many testimonies. I look back into my own life. I remember when I was sick, and they thought I was going to leave here. And God rescued me. And he brought me out of that. Times when I thought they were saying that my children would die, and he rescued them. So I want you to put yourself in your own personal situation into this thing. And so after they thought about all of the testimony, and you know, it's funny that today is Thanksgiving, because we're sitting around with our families and we can look at them and we can think back to all the things, that all of the odds that the family went through, how he kept us together, how he has blessed us through it all, and that we were able to sit down together today and give thanks unto the Lord. We thank him for, we know that we had rough times. We've also had many good times. But today was a day just to sit and enjoy each other and give thanks. And so at this time when they're giving thanks, Joshua asked them a question. Look at everything that you've been through. And he reminded them. He didn't preach at them. He didn't holler at them. He didn't scold them. He just reminded them. Look, God has done for you. And he asked them a question. Choose you this day. Are you all going to serve the Lord? See, somebody, we should have been asking that question today when we were out with our loved ones and we would sit around laughing and remember the good times. But did you take the time to stop and ask somebody, you know, there at your family get together, and or if you were just out with friends, did you take the time to stop and ask somebody? Did you take the time to witness to them about the love of Christ? While you were out today and amongst your family, could they see Jesus in you? Could they see that you have made that choice? Could they see you walking in love? That they see you in peace. That they see you with joy. See, somebody should have been able to see you today and say, my God, I see the Lord working in that person's life. After Joshua reminded them of their testimony, and he asked them the question, choose ye this day. And so in the 23rd chapter, they say, now therefore, put away said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God, we will serve, and his voice will obey. Are we still at the point where, you know, as I mentioned, walking in love, are we still on fire for the Lord? Are we still on fire? Are we still witnessing the people, or have we forgot about our testimonies? Have we, he said here, put away other strange gods? Have we let things crept up in our life that take the place of God? Because sometimes, you know, you find where you get a little tired, or different life obstacles or different things come up. And it seems like it can distract you from being in the Word like we're supposed to. Are we choosing God instead of those things? We can get caught up in worrying about our family situations, worrying about finances, worrying about things that have happened in the past. And we let all those things get built up in us, and it takes us away from the focus of our choice, which should be Jesus Christ. And so, you know, I want to read this scripture, and it says, and this is in Luke, the 7th chapter. And it says, now we know that the seed is the Word of God. And so we are to be hearers and doers of the Word of God. But sometimes are we hearing, and really, when we say we're making this choice, are we hearing and really letting this thing take root in us? Or are we like they say, are we getting excited when we hear a word, and as soon as trouble comes, we wishy-washy and we unstable? Or are we standing firm in the things of Christ? Now it says that now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. Have we let the devil come and take the word out of our heart? Have we let things like sickness, or, you know, sometimes, and I know sometimes we have little situations happen where we get angry. We get upset sometimes when things don't go our way. Are we letting those things sometimes take root in us? Are we walking in forgiveness as we should be? Are we choosing the things of Christ? Because it said that cometh the devil, and he taketh the word out of their hearts, where they should have believed and been saved. And then it says, they on the rock are they which when they hear, they receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. Are we choosing God even when things get a little hard and difficult in our lives? When we ask him for something and we don't get it right away? Lord, I'm serving you, and you said that you would do this thing. Are we patient? Better yet, if he does, can he trust us? If he does do those things, that's the question sometimes. We ask for things, and can I trust you? Can the Lord trust you? Can the Lord trust you to be steadfast and wait? Can the Lord trust you to not be like that rock, and like when it fell on that rock? You have joy when you first get the word, or you have joy when you think it's something going to happen, but then when it doesn't happen, the temptation comes, are you falling away? Are you getting disappointed and getting beat up and not trusting God for these things? And then it says that they which fell among thorns, as they which when they heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. Are we hearing the word and then worried? Are we worried about more of the blessings or the things that he said that he would do, or the worldly things than we are more than being in the spirit? See, the Lord is calling us back to like he did in Joshua. We are at a point where we need to choose. We need to decide. For God I live. And so it says, but that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, we choosing him. Are we bringing, after we say that we've chosen him, are we bringing forth, are we walking in the right spirit? Are we choosing to walk in love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness? See, I want to walk in things of the spirit and not my flesh. One of the things that we, you know, I ask the Lord all the time, Lord, take away. I want less of me, more of you. I don't want, because I know the things that I want will get me sidetracked. Everything that I want is not in his will sometimes. Sometimes I think I should go this way. But are we really stopping and choosing to seek the Lord and let him direct our path? See, that's where we need to be. We need to make sure that people can see the things of Christ in us, and that we are letting these little distractions, things that he already said that we shouldn't be worried about, no way. We worry about money, finances, something that we can't even take with us. It's better to not even have those things than to lose your soul. But we get so caught up. We get caught up in the hype of, I gotta have this. I gotta have that. And then we even begin to go and seek out for prophecies and different things because we want to hear what we want to hear. But have we really stopped and taken the time to sit down and choose God? Amen. Because it says that, you know, some of the things that we get worried about things and not having this and not having that. And those things be, like it said in Joshua, those things become idols. Those things become things that separate us from him. We worried about cars. We worried about even sometimes we get so worried about our ministry. How many folks we got in here? Who is our follower? Who is our following? But we get so that we get exalted in ourselves. We get prideful when it's not really about us. It's about him. Everything is about him, choosing him. But we get so sidetracked and prideful and wanting to have this and wanting to have that. Lord, I want a big ministry. Lord, why aren't the people coming? Lord, why this isn't happening when you said it is? Sometimes it's just that if he gives you those things, are you going to glorify him? Or is it going to be a situation where we start glorifying the thing? And so we need to get rooted, as it said, and get to the point where we decide that for God I live and that I'm going to serve him. Because it says, you know, we know in the scripture it says that we cannot serve God and mammon. We can't serve God and serve things and think that it's okay for us to put them before him and think that we're still walking in his will. He said don't have no other God before him. So that means I can't elevate my husband before God. I can't elevate and try to put my kids before God. I can't elevate and try to put my car before God. My job, everything in my life has to be secondary to him. We have to choose him and let him reign over every aspect of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so word, he's asking us to choose. To choose. But we know in the scriptures he says that if we say that we chose him and we look back, we not fit. We not fit. If we saying that we choosing him and we trying to go back and change the old thing. We trying to go back and we got one foot in, one foot out. I want to follow God today and be obedient, but tomorrow I don't want to follow him. I should have gotten this by now, so I'm going to try to get it my own way. I'm going to get outside of the wheel, and I'm going to try to make things happen a little bit faster. Don't you know we can't make things happen? We need God for everything. We need God for everything, every aspect of our lives. So, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. So we, and it, you know, I'm going to read this scripture because he warned them in Joshua about looking back. So, you know, I want us to be pressed. And not looking back after we say that we have made this choice and looking towards God. So I'm going to read this. It's Luke, the 17th chapter and the 32nd verse. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life, preserve it. I tell you in the night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Whereso the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. I want to be one of them ones that scatter. I don't want to lose my life trying to chase after other things, looking back, getting out of the will of God, putting things before God that should not be. I want to, as I said earlier, I want to be walking in love. I don't want to let little things like hate and unforgiveness separate me from God. See, some of those things, we say we choose God, but we hold on to things that we know that we should be letting go. You cannot serve God and serve him fully if we hold on to, well, you know, they didn't call my title right last week. Or, they, you know, this person looking at me funny. Or this happened in the past. Then I just choose not to. I ain't going to forgive them yet. You can't walk in love and be bitter. We're supposed to be peace, love, joy, kindness, long-suffering, gentleness, and have goodness, meekness in us. So we cannot say that we're choosing him and have all these little nasty things taking root and all these other little things that we put before him. We can't have that. And so what he's doing is he's calling us back. He's calling us back. And he's asking us, you know, you said before that you chose me. When go back to that time, remember when you, I mentioned earlier, remember when you was on fire for the Lord. Remember, you know, remember that enthusiasm that you had when you first got saved. You know, when you didn't mind if they said, we gonna have church for a few hours. Remember that fire, that enthusiasm. When you couldn't wait but to share the word of God with somebody else. And you want to tell everybody that I choose the Lord. What happened? We need to get, we got to get back to that place. And not just because of all the things that he's done for us, because he is God. And he's God all by himself. And we have to get to that point where we say, Lord, I'm going to serve you whether what I want to happen, whether it happens or not. But it's not about me. It's more, it's about you. It's not about what I want. It's about people seeing Jesus in my life. I want to be that walking testimony. I want people, when they see me, to notice in my walk, my talk, the way I live. I want people to be able to look on me and see that I've made that choice, to see that the word is in action in my life. It's, you know, we got to get back to that point where we say it's not about me. I give myself up to be a servant to Christ. He gave himself up for us. He went to the cross and he died for us. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Why? Because he loved us. He loved us so much. But do we love him? Do we love him just as much? Are we willing to lay down and lay aside the things we want just for him, just to serve him? Are we really ready to walk in his will? Are we really ready to walk in his will? My God, my God. Are we really ready? Are we ready to trust him? And we say, you know, we know he's not a man. He don't tell us no lie. We know everything in his word is true. But if we say that we choose him, so if we say that we choose him, if he true, can he trust us? Can he give us some of the things that we are asking for? Are we going to use it to his glory? Are we going to not glorify ourselves or get high-minded, prideful? But are we going to stay meek and humble? Are we going to still be giving him all the glory and not taking it for ourselves? That's what he's calling us. He's saying, shoot, come back. Come back. Do you love me? Do you love me like I love you? Do you trust me? Can I trust you? That's where the Lord is calling us to. So I want to be one of the ones that I want to serve him. Yes, I do. That's my desire, to serve him. It's not about people. It's not about having a big ministry. It's not about what nobody think of me. It's not, you know, when I made up my mind to serve him, if he don't do nothing else, he's already done enough. We get tied up in looking at the big thing. But while you got breath in your, be thankful for the little things that he gives us. That's just enough to choose him. You woke up in your right mind. You have all the activities of your limbs. That's enough for you to be thankful for and to choose him. Not about all the things. Yes, the things that he's done should be an extra added, but you ought to choose him just because you love him. You want to give honor to him. Just because you want to glorify him, because he is God. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and I hope that I said something to touch your heart, so I'm going to just go ahead and pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, we just come before you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you go out over the airways, Lord God. Touch your people's heart, Lord Jesus. Give somebody a mind to serve you, Lord. Give them a mind to choose you first, Lord God. Whatever was distracting them, Lord God, Lord, take it away from them, Lord Jesus. If there was anything in our hearts that was unlike you, Lord God, we ask that you remove it out, Lord Jesus. Lord, bring us back unto you, Lord. We want to be able to serve you, Lord God, with our whole heart, Lord God. We want to lean into, Lord, we just want to trust you, Lord God. We trust you. Lord, we trust you. We want to honor you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you, and we just want to lift you up in everything that we do, Lord God, because we know that we cannot do anything without you, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we just want, as you chose us when you went to the cross and you died for us and you laid down your life where you didn't have to do it. Lord, today we just want to say that we choose you, Lord Jesus. We choose you through the good and the bad. No matter what happens, Lord Jesus, we choose you. We choose you because you have already did enough for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we
you.
We magnify you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you glory, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We give you glory, Lord. We give
you
all the honor, Lord God. You give the praise, Lord God, Jesus. It is not about us, Lord Jesus.
For our thankfulness.
For
our thankfulness.
It's all about you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
so
you.
Fill us back with the right spirit, Lord God. Let us
Renew
walk
it.
In love, Lord Jesus. Let us walk in joy, Lord.
Jesus.
Let us walk in peace, Lord God. Give us back the right mind, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We
thank
glorify you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord.
I'm so thankful.
We magnify you, Lord. It's not
I'm
about
so
us,
thankful.
Lord Jesus. But it's all about you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for
you,
your sacrifice of faith.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you're on this night and you're thankful tonight, I just want you to start to worship him and say, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. Oh, what a word. Oh, what a word. What a word. Come on. Can we just elevate together in thankfulness? Shout. Scream. Dial one. Get into the worship right now. Dial one. I'm going to open your line and we're just going to worship. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You've been good. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Come on, just say thank you.
Thank you.
Just thank
you.
I'm thankful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, my sister. Thank you.
I'm so thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so thankful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm so thankful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Can we get a word of thankfulness going through right now?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so thankful. I am thankful tonight, Lord. Be thankful and bless his name. Be thankful and bless his name. Oh,
I'm so thankful to be thankful. I'm thankful to be more thankful.
Thank you
to remember your thankfulness to the thankful things that you thankfully done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so thankful.
Be thankful.
See, I know the turkey was good today. I know the fellowship was good, but I must still be thankful for what Jesus did for us.
Thank you, Lord.
For holding us accountable to thankfulness.
Thank you for
your word of truth of thankfulness.
Be thankful and bless his name. Yes, Lord, to your word. Yes, Lord.
I know this is women speak now, but this is a season of thankfulness for all of us. I'm so thankful.
Yes, it is, man. I'm so thankful.
Somebody remember that other song. I know you know this song.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody else sing a word.
Thank you, Lord.
How many out there know him as your personal friend?
I just want to thank you, Lord.
I hear you, Pastor Dwayne. Come on, man, minister.
Thank you.
We're so grateful.
Provide me Thank you.
Thanking you for this day.
Oh my God. Oh my
we thank
God.
You for that meal. We thank you for the fellowship.
Oh
but we
God.
Thank you for the relationship that we have for you.
Oh my God.
We want more of you today. I'm thirsty for you. I'm hungry
oh
for you.
God.
My body is
yes.
filled, but my spirit is thirsty. I'm hungry for you right now.
Hungry.
I need more of you.
Yes, we do.
Fill me with the fruits of your spirit right now in the
yes.
mighty name
oh,
of Jesus through our worship. That extravagant
my
respect.
My
honoring
God.
You as our God.
I
recognizing
honor you,
that you that you are jealous, God. You are intolerable of rivalry.
Yes.
You don't play no games. You want all of us, so we give you all of us
God.
Right now.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Without nothing in return. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Pastor Ann, close remarks.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you were saying, Lord, we just want more of you, less of us and more of you. Because I just want the Lord to be pleased. And I don't want to be lost. I don't want to be thinking that I'm headed down the right path and be going the wrong way. I just want God to take over and be, you know, lead me in every aspect of my life. And I don't want nothing to separate me. So as you were saying, I want him to renew. If there's anything that's not right, I want him to renew in us the right spirit so that we can serve him and do greater things. Amen.
Happy day.